as we wake up in the morning, that's when the voices start. It don't take long before they're gone, from your head right to your heart. We got fears about the future, regrets about the past, and stuff we're not sure where it's from, but it's coming on fast. We're all thinking stuff together, but we're feeling all alone. And we're making up this movie, our own motion picture show. When we walk out in the world each day, it's a battle for your mind. Some folks want your money, some folks want your time, and they all want your attention, and they'll get it how they can. God, well, the garden of your mind, there lies your promised land. 'Cause we're all made up of all that stuff we're taking in each day. And if we don't watch ourselves, we'll take our lives away. It's what we're thinking about. 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 It's painting the scenes of our lives.
Well, welcome back. Welcome to the second hour of It's What We're Thinking About. I'm Ken Ludwig, your host. And we're talking today about, we've been talking for the first hour here pretty much about sustainability of our lifestyle on this planet and Al Gore's winning of the Nobel Peace Prize, which I think is the biggest news of the week and maybe the most important news of the week, because it certainly has elevated his platform to get his message out to everybody in the world that this is a huge challenge that we must meet or suffer the consequences. I'd like to know, as always, what you folks are thinking about out there. Please give me a call, 1-800-313-9443. What do you think about Al Gore winning that Nobel Peace Prize? Do you think it was a good thing? Do you think it was a bad thing? I'd really love to hear from you. By the way, we have the same rules are always in effect when we are discussing the call-in area. We will talk about anything you want to talk about, but I must know something about the subject, because otherwise then it's your show, it's not my show, and so I need to know what we're talking about. We will not blame anyone for anything, because we are very clear here that there's no one to blame but ourselves. Everything that goes on in our lives is something that emanated from us. And lastly, we will argue about absolutely nothing. We can disagree. We can disagree all day long, but we will not argue. So those are the ground rules. Give me a call, 1-800-313-9443. I always find it amazing that one of the most quotable people in the history was Albert Einstein, who was, if people know the story, he was quite the, they called him Dummkopf until he was like 6 years old, because I don't think he spoke until he was like six. And he was kind of backward in school, and he didn't have much on the ball as far as social graces, but he said all these profound things over time. And one of the greatest that he said was, there are only two ways to live your life. One, as though nothing is a miracle. The other is as though everything is a miracle. I don't know what that comes across like to you out there, but every time I read that quote, and I've read it many, many times, I just consider it to be incredibly profound, because the truth is, every day of my life is a miracle. Every interaction with people is a miracle. Every part of every day is a miracle. And I think it's a great, great quote. And a couple other quotes I wanted to throw out to you today just because I felt like it. When God measures a man, he puts the tape around the heart instead of the head. And that comes from my favorite source of quotations, Old Anonymous, which I always love. And here's another one from that same author. Give to the world the best you have, and the best will come back to you. And that is one of my continuing, ongoing themes in this life, on this show. That's really part of the law of circulation. What goes around comes around, folks. Give the world your best, and the best is surely to come back to you. We're going to get back into our conversation here about sustainability. This is Ken Ludwig. This is What We're Thinking About. Mm-hmm.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. 1,000 people in the street, singing songs and a carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
All right, welcome back to the show. John is doing an unbelievable job here today with the music, because if the Youngbloods tune Get Together would make my top 100 songs of all time. Well, then For What It's Worth by Buffalo Springfield would make my top 50 songs of all time. That's one of the all-time great anthems for the 60s generation. Obviously, I would be one of those people. I can remember playing that song over and over and over and over again. What a great, great song that is. I believe we have a caller on the line. I think we have Sally from – I just have Dakota on my string here, my screen here. I know there's two Dakotas, so we'll find out which one she's from. Sally, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I am magnificent. It is a fabulous day.
It is. I like your music.
The music is great. I just kind of, you know, it's we didn't get the kind, they call that music bump music that at the breaks, and we didn't really get the bump music that I wanted programmed into the computer. And rather than just my friend Barry's song, What We're Thinking About is really that's where I stole the name of the show, and I love that song, but I didn't want to play that at every single break because eventually people get sick and tired of hearing it, and I really would like people to go buy the CD when it comes out. So my producer John,
what's the name of the CD?
You know, it doesn't have a name yet, Sally, but when it comes out, I'll make sure everybody knows about it.
Okay.
But my young producer, John, just kind of throws up these songs without warning to me. He doesn't tell me what he's going to put on. He just puts them on. And he seems to have a real taste or a real feel for what I love, and he just throws up the greatest music on the planet. So your liking the music is more a compliment to him than it is to me. You're doing a great job, John.
I agree. Hats off to John. I have been listening to your talk on global warming, and I just want to tell you, Ken, that I do respectfully disagree, and I just want to encourage you to go to Google and just listen to the great global warming swindle, and it's an interview with Martin Duncan, who is a scientist. And it's based on very good scientific information and facts.
You know what, Sally? And I know that stuff is out there, and I appreciate your. I love the way you said it. You respectfully disagree. I love that, and I know that there are people out there with dissenting points of view. But my take on this is, and I'm not the oracle for this. This is just my take.
Mm-hmm.
I think that as time goes by, the people who are disputing the occurrence itself are becoming more and more the people on the outside of what's actually happening. I think the big dispute that is a legitimate dispute is over what the effect is going to be, how drastic it is going to be. But the fact that the climate is warming and the fact that we are contributing to that in a huge way, I think the scientists that are making that point are more and more becoming the mainstream, and everybody else who is disputing that is on the outside looking in. Now, that's just my take on it, and to be honest with you, I'm not a scientist, and I've not spent a whole heck of a lot of time investigating all of this.
Can I add something here?
You certainly can. Before I forget this, though, I wanted to ask you one question. This is almost silly, mm-hmm. but John put up on the screen that I had Sally from Dakota on the line. Which Dakota are you from?
Oh, South Dakota.
There you go. Thank you. I wanted to clarify that. But go ahead. What's your point?
My point is, since it will drastically affect all our lives, I think it's well worth it to investigate the science behind it, because it will drastically it'll micromanage everybody's life. And in addition, slap a big tax on all of us for carbon footprints.
They'll probably
and we got to agree our taxes are high enough the way it is.
There'll probably be all kinds of taxes involved no matter which direction this goes, Sally.
Yes, but, you know, we need to know the science behind something that's going to micromanage our lives. And so I just want to please encourage you just to watch it. Nothing can hurt by watching this. It is based on science.
Cool. What's it called again?
It's called The Great Global Warming Swindle. And it's an interview with Martin Duncan. He's a scientist. And it's on Google. It's a video.
Spell that guy's last name for me.
Oh, Durkin. And that's all I wanted to say. Just please, just watch it.
And that's
it can't hurt.
Just
it really can't hurt anything.
You know what? And if I get the chance, I absolutely will watch it. Because
I will read. I've read, you know, a lot on your view. And, you know, it's everybody's going to have their opinion, but I kind of like to get into the science behind opinions, and there's nothing wrong with that. So I just encourage you to watch it.
Sally, as a species, we look to science to validate our opinions at every turn. And I think you hit the nail squarely on the head. It's important that we understand every side of this issue. It's important that we understand the science, because it is going to have a drastic effect on all of our lives, regardless.
Well, I appreciate that statement.
Well, good. And as I want to point out to you, that one of the reasons I brought out that piece earlier in the show on the Echo Rebels, the guys who were talking in terms of let's put our resources towards solving the problems that already exist for a lot of people who are already suffering from the effects of drought and so forth and so on, as opposed to trying to put all of our resources towards changing a problem that we might be headed into anyway, whether or not we do any effort to change it or not. And that the fact that the idea of trying to reduce global carbon emissions may actually be too daunting a task to actually even bother with. That maybe we should just really worry about solving mitigating the circumstances as they arise from it, as opposed to worry about trying to change something that maybe is beyond our control anyway.
Well, true. I mean, we can have all the taxes in the world on this problem, you know, placed on the American people and people globally, but it's global warming is still going to go on because we have been in climatic changes ever since the beginning of the Earth. We have cooling periods throughout the history of the Earth and global warming also.
Absolutely. I don't think, Sally, that you're going to find a whole lot of people in the global warming community or the climate change community who are going to dispute that, because that is an absolute fact of history,
right,
of climatic history. I mean, we have always had periods of warming and cooling. I think the big difference at this point in history is that we have these emissions, these carbon emissions. We have this greenhouse gas effect that is really holding the heat into the planet. And I don't think it's even remotely possible. If you just stop and think about this for a minute, it's not even remotely possible for there to be 6 billion people living on this planet and for their very existence to not have some effect on the climatic conditions of the planet. It's just not possible.
Can I ask you this? Do you agree then that I heard a speech by Barbara Marx Hubbard. She went to the global forum under Gorbachev. It was in 1994, I believe.
Right.
And she said, "God creates." I'm going to kind of paraphrase. I don't have the exact words.
Right.
But it was a long time ago. God creates and we destroy. The very young, the very old, and the stupid must go, and for a sustainable environment. Now that's genocide.
But Barbara Marx Hubbard said that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Wow. I find that almost. I'd like to know the context in which that was said, because Barbara Marx Hubbard is really considered to be kind of an enlightened metaphysical speaker, and that certainly is not an enlightened metaphysical statement.
That's
rather medieval, that statement, but
mm-hmm. But I did read it in a very respectable journal, and I just do not. I think they quoted. I'm not quoting her exactly. I paraphrase.
Okay, Sally, I'll ask you to do this. You can do this if you can. But the I would be interested in finding that information and reading it. And if you could come across it and send me an email at endlesspossibility@earthlink.net. Endlesspossibility@earthlink.net. Send me that information. I would love to see it. And if you lose the email address, you can always find it on the RBN website.
I've got it. I'll do that for you.
Right.
I really appreciate talking to you. Thank you.
I appreciate you calling in. You have a great weekend.
Well, you too. Thank you.
We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
The bloom shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend to take you out of this place, someone you can lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful day.
Welcome back to the show. John, you are simply magnificent. You are just hitting all the right notes, my friend. John, by the way, folks, is my producer, and he is picking out the music today just for... He just plucks it out of the air, and all he keeps doing is putting on songs that I absolutely love. That's U2, and It's a Beautiful Day, and that is just that's a monumentally great rock and roll song. We have another caller on the line. I believe we have Coy in Missouri. Coy, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you today, my friend?
Well, it was okay till I heard your program.
There you go.
Let me tell you, obviously you're pretty new in this thing here, and you know, I've been in this movement for 50 years, and I've read over 3,000 technical books of various types, and most of the stuff that you're saying today is baloney. And speaking of Al Gore, you know that his movie's been outlawed in a couple of European countries now, according to what I heard on RBN, they and one of the hosts. There's hundreds and hundreds of scientists that have come out against it. It's either outright lies or no science behind it at all. This thing with this sustainable development you keep mentioning is really an insult to the people who listen to Patriot Radio, because that is a UN term. UN was, of course, founded by 17 communists here in the United States, and they're basically the front group for the bankers, and they want. But, go ahead.
I just, you know, Coy, I don't dispute that there are two sides to every coin. There's another story to this.
Well, okay? I
know that.
When you get
I get that you have another opinion about it, but I also get that there are 2,500 scientists.
No, 2,500 paid for scientists. By the UN.
Okay, here's one of the rules about when you call in on my show, okay? I let you talk, then you let me talk, okay? And I don't know that these people were bought and paid for. That's like an insult to our collective intelligence to just think that's even possible. I also want to clarify something here, okay? The RBN may be Patriot Radio, and that may be the thrust of this network. I'm not new to this movement because I flat out ain't part of this movement. I am not part of the Patriot movement, nor am I ever likely to be. I'm a different voice on this radio network, and I think that's why John Stadtmiller put me on the network, was just to be a different voice. It's going to be a dissenting voice from a lot of what you believe in the Patriot movement, and that's okay, and I don't have a problem with that. But I think that it's a victim mentality to be looking back at 17 communists starting the UN, and you know what? Most of that stuff is all just conspiracy theory. There's no actual proof to all of that. I think I've said this many times on this show. I'm not Rush Limbaugh. I'm not here to tell anybody how to think. I'm not here to tell anybody what to think. What I am here to tell people is you can think, and that if you decide to think differently, you will find a broader perspective in your life. And that's all I'm here to say, Coy.
Well, I've investigated this all over and over for years and years through numerous sources. And let me ask you a question first. Have you ever heard of the Reese map?
No, I don't think I have.
Well, actually, the first time I saw it, it was on Joel Skousen had a show on the Discovery Channel or Learning Channel, I forget what it was. But Dr. Deagle and Nick Begich, you know who they are, I assume, they're scientists. They know all about it. But that was in the 1500s that all the ice had melted off the North Pole, the South Pole. In fact, that map shows the paths over the trade routes over the North Pole, and they mapped out the whole continent of Antarctica. And of course, people thought that was something that was just speculation until they came up with this ground penetrating radar, and they found out that it matched the map perfectly. Global warming has happened psychically for years. You're trying to talk over me now.
No, I just wanted to ask you a question. I want to clarify what you said. Did you say that they did this in the 1500s?
1500s.
In the 1500s, they mapped the North Pole.
Yes, they had the trade routes over the North Pole on the map.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify that.
Yes. Okay. And if you call up Nick Begich, who's a scientist, Dr. Deagle, who's RBM, and Begich is on, I think he's on there too, or is he on Genesis? But Joel Skousen, you've heard of him, of course. But anyway, it's a cyclical thing, but it is a fact. It's a matter of record who formed the UN in the United States here. Dean Rusk was the one that did the thing, and he was a commie or Secretary of State. And Did you also know when you talk about this
You're going to have to hold this thought, Coy, because we're going to take a break right here.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back to the show. That, of course, is Start Me Up by the Rolling Stones. I've seen the Rolling Stones probably 7 or 8 times in my life, and there was a couple of there was a span there of maybe 3 or 4 tours where they opened up with Start Me Up. I think it is the greatest concert opening song in the history of music. And of course, I think people that's only a couple of Stone songs we've ever heard on my show here, but people get the idea pretty quick that I'm a monumental Stones fan. I still think they're the greatest rock and roll group that ever lived. Anyway, we were talking about the global warming thing with Coy from Missouri here. Coy, you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Good. Okay. Go ahead. We interrupted you there because we went to commercial. But what were you?
I wanted to mention the next thing, that this here greenhouse gases. 95% of greenhouse gas is water vapor. There's no way you can stop that. In fact, the other part, the CO2, is actually fertilizer for the trees and all the green stuff on the earth, and that's what actually keeps the percentage of oxygen in the atmosphere up high enough. It used to be 21%, now it's 20%, so we've got a problem. We need more carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. Do you realize also that cities only cover about 2% of the land mass? You could put all the people in the world, in Austin, Texas, on 100 square foot lots, or actually put them in Rhode Island on, I think it's like 100 by 100, it says 10,000 square foot lots. Besides, people are just natural resources in another form. What do you think happened to all the minerals and gases that have been taken out of Earth? They're all still here, somewhere in a different form. They're all here. There are a lot of them in the darn stuff that piles up outside of the rivers that dump into this ocean, especially down there in where the Mississippi enters into the Gulf. But this whole thing is to get this carbon tax with the UN that will not even allow you to burn wood in your fireplace. They want to charge you for having a house that's over 2,000 square feet or 2,500 square feet or something. This here UN wouldn't even exist if it wasn't for the fact they're paying off the heads of about 150 banana republics to go ahead and try to give them some credibility. And it is a communist organization, so NATO. In fact, the NATO rules say that they always have to be headed by a communist. I mean, we got things going here that you probably don't understand because you haven't gotten into this. I did mention that England and a couple other countries have banned outlawed Al Gore's movie. Didn't I said that?
Yes, you mentioned that earlier, and I don't. I haven't heard anything about that.
I'm sorry.
It would seem kind of ridiculous to me to ban that movie. There are all kinds of other movies that are.
It's a pack of lies. Is why.
Well, you know,
Why don't Al Gore talk about what we're doing over there in the Mideast with this depleted uranium? It's actually the dust from that's coming in the United States. Now, the overall radiation level in the United States has gone up due to this here depleted uranium, which is super micro fine particles that can be carried by the wind anywhere. But does he mention that? I don't think so. And
what is it? I don't even know what that's about.
Uranium is what they've dumped thousands of tons on Afghanistan and Bosnia Herzegovina and Croatia and Afghanistan. And Dr. Doug Rocky was sent over there to investigate how much was there in his team of like 50 men. Most of them are dead now. Doug Rocky had already had a bunch of tumors removed from him. Over 500,000 of our troops we sent over there are sick. And tumors, everything, all kind of terrible birth defects, babies born that look like basketballs with little 3-inch legs on them and stuff like that, and 3-inch arms.
I mean, that sounds like terrible. Stuff out of the Inquirer.
What's that?
That sounds like stuff from the Inquirer.
No, that is right. No, you talk to anybody.
You know what? I don't want to sidetrack your Coy, but I don't. What I don't want to do is get into too much political stuff.
Okay, I just was mentioning that.
This show really isn't about
depleted uranium.
This show really isn't about I don't want to get too political on this show. It's just not what we're about here. But there's always a political aspect of things in how we live our lives. My point is always about living a more positive and spiritual life while we're here on this planet. And I absolutely find it impossible to imagine that there is not some connection between human activity and the warming of the planet. I agree, no one can disagree, that warming and cooling of the planet is a cyclical thing. It has always been that way. But there's no way imaginable that 6 billion people can live on this planet and not affect what's going on with the climate and the warming of the planet and the gases that are in the atmosphere. It's just not possible.
Well, you know what?
See, now that, that's where I have to draw a line, because I can't be wrong when logic speaks the truth. And
no,
logically, 6 billion people must have an effect on their environment.
Let me tell you why. They'll have a very small effect, but I'll tell you why. All the energy in this earth comes from the sun. And so these people don't put out any more heat that would come from the sun in the first place. None of this stuff, none of this minerals, none of the water vapor, none of anything packs up his bags and heads to outer space. It's still here, and just in another form or shape somewhere. They do not increase any warming whatsoever. Everything is still here.
I'll tell you what, though. The part and parcel of that is that the sun that is shining on the planet is we are increasing the warmth of the sun by making the surface of the planet more amenable to absorbing it as opposed to reflecting it. And I don't, you know, we could go on and on about this forever because we come from two opposite sides of the opinion. I believe that that is good. I believe that discourse is important. Discussion of it is important. What I don't ever like is one side saying you're wrong and I'm right, because this is not an exact science. Global warming is not an exact science. Climate control is not an exact science. Climate change is not either. And I think we all need to just be aware of what's going on and pay attention. Now, I want to be honest with you here. I've got other people. I've got like two other people waiting on the line here. So I'm going to thank you for your call, and you have a magnificent
week. One more thing. There's 5,000 scientists that have come out against global warming. So that there's a lot more than that 2,500. You're just not hearing about it because you're connected to their own people. And I have a lot more to say, but I guess you won't let me, so I guess that's all for now. I won't be listening to your show anymore because I hate to say this, sir, but you've got your head somewhere where it shouldn't be. Goodbye.
Have a magnificent day, my friend. One of the things that we don't do on this show, or we don't buy on this show, is blaming other people for what's going on in the world, and that is part of the mentality of the of that whole movement. And I don't like to throw a blanket over anybody, and in particular, I don't want to throw a blanket over the entire audience of RBN. But as I said to Coy early in the conversation, I am a different voice than the patriot voices of this network. I don't have a problem with that, and I believe that John Stadtmiller, the owner of this network, put me on to be a different voice and a dissenting voice in some instances, and so we're not going to agree on a lot of things where that stuff is concerned. But I truly believe in the discourse. I truly believe in the discussion. I think when you start to line up a bunch of evidence that has just names attached to it that mean nothing to nobody, people whose opinions, whose voices, if all of these scientists, if they really had something legitimate to say, if it was real, don't you think that they'd find a voice somewhere? The government is not that powerful, and trust me when I tell you, this particular government, George W. Bush, be thrilled to death to have lots and lots and lots of scientists tell him that global climate change was a bunch of bunk. It was a bunch of baloney. After 6 years of his presidency, he finally came around and decided, wow, this is something we need to pay attention to. I don't care if climate change is cyclical. Doesn't matter. That's not what's important. What's important is the physical effect of the lives of 6 billion people on this planet must affect the environment. It must. It cannot do otherwise. And we are depleting the planet's resources daily. That is not an opinion. That's a fact. And regardless what the effect is, the truth of the matter is we had best start putting in place what we need to put in place to deal with the effects of the upcoming change. And I think people get so caught up in what caused it that they forget the fact that it's frickin' happening, folks. It's going on right now. Now, I'm sorry to lose somebody like Coy who's not going to listen to my show anymore, but I believe that people who are of an open mind, people who want to hear what the other side has to speak, will continue to listen to the show. And I think that's what we really want to do in this show, is give opinions from all sides, give people something to think about, because it is what we're thinking about that's painting the scenes of our lives, folks. And that, on that note, let's find our next caller here. And John, I'm not even sure who's next on the list, but do we have a caller on the line somewhere, and who would it be? Okay, we got Ken from Texas.
Hey, good
morning,
Ken.
Are you there? Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing terrific. It's a beautiful day here.
Cool.
Hey, listen, I wanted to take it in a little bit different direction, and it kind of overcovers or overshadows pretty much everything that's been talked about today, whether it's shortages or climate or government control or whatever it is, and it kind of goes back to the title of your show. It's what we're thinking about. Because it really seems like it's the separation consciousness that that people are in that lead to all this other discussion.
There you go. I'm only going to agree with that 100% of the time.
You know, and I think maybe some people might be afraid of that idea because of a fear of losing, you know, identity. If they feel like they're connected to everybody else. But, you know, I'm here to say that's just not the truth, and I think that the consciousness of the planet is tipping towards a different way of looking at things, and I think like the 100th monkey effect, when a certain amount of people get to that point, a lot of these things are going to change, or our perception about them is going to change.
I believe you're 100% right. I think that people who are afraid of engaging in that, in anything other than the separation are, I think you're right about what they are. They're also, they're afraid of losing control as opposed to, addition to losing their identity. They want to be in control of what's going on. They want to be able to spout their opinion as right. If we could just, you know, give up the need to be right. And give up the need to be understood. Just express your opinion and recognize that it is an opinion, and that there is always going to be people on your side of it and people on the other side of it. And that doesn't even really matter whether it's a scientific thing or not. But it is a separation mentality, and you're 100% right. If we were all working on this together, looking at all sides of the coin and working on thinking in terms of the solution rather than the problem, it would be a whole different
ball. And in a science respect, too, because as I was waiting, y'all were kind of getting into the science, too. If people would look at the quantum physics science, you know, that's also been proven. And, you know, people's perception and their choice of perception does have an effect on the outside world.
Well, that's, you know, that's a discussion that we haven't got time for today, but that's a discussion well worth having, because the perception of that we express out into the universe creates the universe as it is, and that's a big quantum mechanics, quantum physics discussion, and I would love to have that discussion one day. You need to. You need to write a day on your calendar, a Saturday, where you want to call in earlier, and we can start that conversation and just keep going, because that's a great conversation.
You got it. Well, you have a magnificent afternoon. Thanks a lot.
You do the same, my friend. All right, and I think we have another caller on the line, don't we? We got Kevin in Kentucky out there? Is that Kevin?
Hello?
Kevin, how are you?
I just have to... I have to disagree with you too. I'm kind of a newbie to the Patriot movement, but I have to agree with the prior gentleman who's got 50 years and the lady that called too. I've researched the global warming, and having opinions, like you say, are great and fine, but these people, the UN and the people that are taking this global warming idea and agenda with their opinions. They want to put a tax on us. And a senator from Florida already introduced a bill last week to increase gasoline 50 cents a gallon. And anybody that has a house over 3,800 square feet will no longer be able to write the mortgage off as off your deduction for taxes. So, you know, opinions are fine and great, like you say, but when you're wrong with your opinions and you've got an ulterior motive to tax people and control people, I think that's pretty much evil. And there's a DVD called Global Warming or Global Governance by Michael S. Kaufman. I got it from Alex Jones's website, and it goes right down the line, and they debunk all of Gore's assertions on global warming. And so that's my take on it.
Kevin, I wanted to say one thing to you about the it doesn't really matter who talks about what kind of taxes they're going to put on us for this energy function or that energy function, or they're no longer going to allow us to use a mortgage interest deduction on our income taxes if we have a house over 3,800 square feet. The bottom line is, ain't ever going to happen, my friend.
Well,
there's no way on God's green earth that anybody is going to take away the mortgage interest deduction from anyone, regardless of the size of their house.
No, it matters to people like me because I don't have any more money to pay for extra taxes. I'm living on the edge as it is, but it does.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
worries and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
John, you get the award today. You did a magnificent job with the music. That's The Birds and Turn, Turn, Turn from the Book of Ecclesiastes. Also one of my favorite songs of all times. We've got one more caller here. We're going to run out of time shortly, but let's see if we can talk to Aaron in Colorado and see what he's thinking about. Aaron, are you there?
Hey, Ken, this is Kevin in Kentucky. I think we might have got mixed up here a second ago.
Okay, maybe we did.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to tell you how much I appreciate your show today. You've had a lot of differing viewpoints. Actually, your show is what has gotten me back to RBN.
Thank you very much.
Island in a sea of negativity, and that really kind of hits to the root of the problem, being, I don't even know if I want to call myself a former person in the Patriot movement. I believe a lot of what's going on in that movement. Many of your callers today, the UN, yeah, it is, you know, a communist-type organization. We do have a lot of political things going on wrong. But quite frankly, I'm just ready to start thinking about something else and creating a better world. And I'd like you on that island to build a lighthouse and be a beacon in the sea of possibility. And that's,
wow.
That's where I see this show going. And I just wanted to say thanks. It's been a great show. It's been enlightening. I think a lot of the viewpoints expressed, both yours and some of your listeners, you know, are very valid points.
Kevin, I thank you so much for your phone call. I mean, I get a little frustrated when I talk to some of the people who call in, and I, like I said before the break, I didn't want to throw a blanket over the Patriot movement. But a couple of those guys that called in today, they get so steeped in this victimhood of these people are going to throw taxes at them, and they're going to eliminate your mortgage interest deduction if your house is too big, and they have all these scientists that are saying global warming isn't happening and blah, 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 blah. And they go right into a victim mentality of everybody else is in control, and they feel like they're this voice in the wilderness that isn't being heard. And I think the truth is that if you really had a point that made sense, people would listen.
Well,
and I think you make a great point about the Patriot movement, that there's a lot of stuff in there that they've hit the nail on the head, but sometimes I think they take it over the edge with their conspiracy theories, and they kind of step into the absurd, and people said, "Up, I was taking you seriously there in the beginning, but now you've crossed the line."
Well, here's a good analogy, Ken. They've hit the screw with a hammer. We need to take a different tool. It's, you know, a lot of those things they talk about, it's true. I mean, it's, I know they're trying to tax us, you know, the middle class out of existence and all that, but we got to find a better way, something better to think about and channel our collective energy to making this, you know, what I guess for all, you know, patriots out there, for what our forefathers wanted.
Yep.
You know, they
wanted
to have that individual freedom, and I just, you're a blessing, and I want to see you build that lighthouse.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate your call so much. That's it for this Saturday, folks. I hope you enjoyed the show. I certainly enjoyed talking to you guys out there. We'll do it again. And, next week you'll hear a rerun because I'll be away. But the following week, we'll be back with what we're thinking about. Kevin, I hope you call in again. Let's have more.